Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 133. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today we're going to discuss, do you need someone to be successful? What I mean by that is you need a significant other to achieve success. Now, the easy answer for me is to say no. And I say that because basically, as you guys know, for 6.5 years as I record this, I have been writing books and I have not had a significant other in my life where I'm in a relationship and I'm writing and doing this podcast and creating so much content. So yeah, it'd be easy for me to say, yeah, I've done pretty well for myself, and as we speak, I've published 38 books, and I have, you know, over 100 podcasts, and I'm doing well for myself. I'm not necessarily where I want to be in certain aspects, but I know I'll get there. But there are people who do well with someone else, and there's other people who would rather just date casually or stay single, whatever the case is. So what I am going to say is that it depends on your life and your situation and what you can manage and what you can handle and, you know, what you've experienced, things of that nature. What I also will say is I would love to have someone in my life right now. Someone to talk about my journey and my writing and my book ideas and, you know, how I create all the content that I do and having those engaging conversations. Along with that, it would be nice if I had someone to support in what they're doing. And this is the second time I'm recording this podcast because the original podcast, I had said some things, not necessarily bad, but I kind of told a little too much about my personal life. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I think I need to re-record this podcast. I'm not a person who wants to edit and chop out things, because then when you come on and listen to it, you're going to go, wait a minute, the first 132 podcasts didn't have any edits or cuts or anything like that, and now he's doing this, so what's to come? So I didn't want to do that. So I figured I'd re-record this and speak on it from various perspectives. I don't like to throw celebrities into it, but if you look at a guy like, you know, Derek Jeter, he had a wonderful career with the New York Yankees, and, you know, he dated and he was in the spotlight, yada, yada, yada. And when he retired, that's when he got married. That's when he decided to have children. And, you know, he went down that road. But then there are other people like David and Victoria Beckham. And David Beckham is a famous, you know, soccer star, and he, you know, and they've been together, I think, over 25 years, I think, at this 20 years, I think, at this point. I don't know the numbers, and I don't feel like researching it right now. But point is it depends on what your life situation is and what you're able to manage and what you're able to handle. So I don't want to go saying that, no, you don't need someone to be successful, because sometimes you have someone that's in your corner, someone who's there to motivate you, inspire you, things of that nature. So that's a wonderful thing to have in your life. For me, I've had to really lean on myself. I've had to motivate and inspire myself. I have to be the one that keeps going. I have to be the one who pushes myself to do these, you know, these podcasts a lot of days where I don't want to record, or I'm at that place where I do need to start pre-recording a lot of my podcasts. And there are days where I do need that push. And then there are days where I'm working entirely too much and I need someone to say, hey, Mello, slow down. Let's take time away from what we're doing. And that's the beauty of it. And not only do I, you know, wish I had someone in my life, it would just be beautiful just to have someone to share life with. Because with the way this world is right now, there's just a lot going on. And I think we're going through the biggest phase of loneliness, sadness, depression, a lot, right? It's just one thing after another with all of the world events that are going on. And, you know, I don't want to sit here and, you know, delve deep into all of that. And then years from now, I kind of come back and just say, hey, let's listen to an old podcast. And then I have to be reminded of all of the craziness that's going on and all the atrocities that's going on in this world. I don't need to be reminded of that. But you guys get my drift. So I would say that if you have someone in your corner and they understand your goals and they understand what you're trying to do with your life and where you're trying to go, then yes, it's a beautiful thing. But then if you have someone who always wants attention, always wants to be out and about, doesn't understand your grind, doesn't understand your journey and what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to accomplish, then it's not necessarily in your best interest to be dating that person. And this applies to men and women. I'm not sitting here pointing at one specific gender or not. This is more about, you know, where your mind is, where your heart is, things of that nature. As we speak and as I record this, I've been single for 7.5 years. There have been highs and lows to that. There's been good, bad, and indifferent. I've, you know, dated briefly, you know, a year ago as we record this. That didn't work out. And, you know, currently in my life, there are a lot of things that I'm just focused on right now. And obviously, certain things haven't panned out the way I had hoped with regards to my life and at least getting closer to being in a relationship. I think that's the best way I can sum it up. And you guys know how old I am and you guys know the journey that I've been on. And I know everybody has their own journeys, their own purpose, their own reason, things of that nature. If you're married right now and you have someone who's in your corner and knows when to push you, knows when to kind of reel you back in, that is a wonderful thing. Hold on to that person and make sure that you tell them that you appreciate them for what they're doing for you. If you're in a relationship, make sure that you guys kind of stay on the same page with your goals individually, your goals collectively, and yes, even in marriage too, I'll say that too. And if you're single, yeah, I don't even know what to say. Like, I really don't. Because all single people are going through something in their lives right now. And it's really unfortunate. And, you know, we're all kind of going through something. And, you know, it's nice to be open and vulnerable and open your heart and, you know, share your stories, you know, with people. But you got to be careful who you kind of open up to, things of that nature. I get it. But there are some really kind, genuine, kind-hearted people in this world that have good intentions and want to see you do well and want to see you succeed and doesn't have a jealousy bone in them. And I'm one of them. I'm someone who creates content on a weekly basis. And, you know, you guys know, if you guys listen to my podcast every week and consistently, I thank you and I appreciate you. And you guys know that on Wednesdays, I do my motivation, inspiration stuff. And that's for a purpose and a reason. I have 3 different, you know, days of speaking on different things. And I'm not someone who wants to just constantly talk about the content that I've written and created. That's just not really who I am. Nor do I care about making money on ads for podcasts or ads for other social media content. I grew up in an age where we didn't have ads for a lot of content. Now there's an ad for pretty much everything that you can think of. You're being advertised to. Every single chance that a company gets. And it's funny to me. But anyway, I want you guys to know that you will get to where you want to be, whether you're single, in a relationship, married, have a life partner, whatever it is. Just stay focused on the journey. Stay focused on the grind. And if you're single, you can have people around you that can motivate you and push you. And if you don't have that, well, guess what? You've got me. You've got my podcast. And because I don't have anyone to push me or motivate me at all or inspire me or anything like that. Trust me. I may admire people from afar on, you know, how they motivate me and inspire me or whatever the case is. And I'm working on telling people and giving them their flowers, because guess what? We don't know when it's our time to go. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.